The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to talk about Meta's teen accounts.
Yeah, this is something that they introduced here in Ireland at the last year with Instagram. So this was a safety precaution whereby if you have a teenager and you're both on Instagram, you the parent and the child are on Instagram, you can tie the two accounts together and you will then need to approve if someone attempts to follow the child. You'll be able to see who they're following. They'll still have a level of autonomy on the platform. You won't be able to see DMs, but you'll just be able to keep a supervisory eye. Also with teen accounts, certain content is blocked. So anything relating to self-harm, eating disorders, there's other content as well that is that's
okay,
kind of
and they can do that. They can tell the algorithm if it's a teen account, you must not see eating disorder stuff, you must not see porn or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Does this mean that they could also do the same in the realm of politics, for example? No negative stuff about Donald Trump.
Yeah, and this is something that has been spoken about for quite some time in many circles, not just in relation to Meta, but obviously with the recent sale or deal for TikTok as well. There's a lot of concern around the transparency relating to algorithms. Who controls them? Who dictates
so
what can be seen?
So while TikTok was controlled in China, anything goes.
Yeah.
But once America controls TikTok, they can control what is said on TikTok about America.
Well, this is one of the questions that remains to be seen. There hasn't been a whole lot of clarity or discussion around what's going to happen. We did see reports that Oracle, who is now involved in TikTok, will be resetting elements of the algorithm. But what that means and what that looks like is very concerning. But one aspect of this launch, because as you said, Meta have now rolled this out to other Meta platforms, so Facebook, for example. But their head of global safety, when speaking to Irish journalists about this announcement, made reference to the fact that she believes parents should be more heavily involved in terms of regulating what their children see online. They need to be more hands-on, essentially placing the bulk of the responsibility at the door of the parents.
And this is where you come in?
This is where we come in. So this is an area that for years, Pat, people have been emailing this show and my show saying that they feel powerless. They're looking for some advice and some guidance. So we are hosting two live events in Dublin next Wednesday, so October 8th, in the Radisson St. Helens in Booterstown in Dublin. We've partnered up with CyberSafe Kids and we are going to answer your questions. We will have a panel of experts there to talk through the key issues. We've one event for parents of primary school children, another event for parents of secondary school children. And we want you to come in. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Ask the questions, get the advice. We will tell you where to turn if and when something goes
awry.
Okay,
now, if people want to go along, what time is the primary one? What time is the secondary school one?
So the event kicks off for the primary school event at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. The event starts at 6 and will be over by 7:15. The secondary school event starts at 8 o'clock sharp and will be over by 9:15. Tickets are completely free. So if you do want to come along, you need to register to get your tickets. You can go to newstalk.com/events and get all of the information there.
And you may have more around the country, perhaps?
Yes, indeed. Stay tuned for that. This just to flag again, we are supported by CyberSafe Kids and this has been funded by the TV licence from Commissioner Mann.
Very good. Now, Jess, some questions coming in. Can you recommend a tablet or a hub for family use for Calendar and Spotify?
Yes. So what I would recommend, it depends on whether you all have your own devices. One thing that could be quite good is a Google Hub. So that is the Google Nest device that has the screen on the front of it. We have one in our kitchen at home. We have a shared Google Calendar. You can swipe it so that the calendar is there. If you're looking for a tablet to share amongst everybody, look at the Samsung Tab A. They're very affordable, very durable and run Android.
What is the best Wi-Fi extender for a home that's wired with Cat 6 cables? Now, ideally, you'd be able to use the cables right around and be hardwired to everything.
That would be the dream. And again, it depends on how much construction or movement would be required to facilitate that. But the fact that you have the Cat 5 cables, what I'd recommend you do is get a mesh system. So hook the Cat 5 cables up to a mesh system, giving you that full coverage throughout the house. The Tendinova MW3 or MW6, depending on the size of the house, is the way to go.
So it's probably a new house. So therefore you have got maybe a control room, a place where all your tech is.
Yes.
And that's where you put your Virgin Media box or your Skybox or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then connect it up to the hub,
yes,
which delivers everything through the Cat 5 or Cat 6.
Exactly. And that will then go through the entire house and it will eliminate any black spots, because although it is fantastic you have the Cat 5, I know from friends who live in new builds, when you go up the stairs or if you're in a back bedroom that's further away from that centralised hub, you can lose your connection. So look at a mesh system and it will completely eradicate any of those black spots.
Over the last month, I'm being bombarded with spam email to my Outlook account, mostly saying cloud full, account blocked, etc. I keep blocking the sender, but to no avail. Any ideas?
So if you're getting notification that your cloud is full, I would ask if it's a genuine Microsoft email, and it could be that your OneDrive associated with your account is genuinely full, and it means then that you can't receive any emails, you won't be able to receive any attachments, you won't be able to send any emails. So your options are either go through, organize your inbox by size and delete the larger files, go into your sent items, delete your larger files that in there, or you have the option of paying for storage. I know because I've got multiple devices, I'm constantly being pushed to subscribe to cloud storage, and it is worth it if you don't want to go through the hassle of deleting stuff.
This one, any recommendations for photo software for beginners? Just started a digital camera course.
Do you know what I use? And actually a good few people use it as well, is Canva. So Canva is free. There's a free version, but there's also a paid subscription. I think it's around £6 a month. And it's very useful to not only enhance your images and tweak your images, but also make things with them. So if you're posting on social media, if you're sharing them, Canva is a great starting point. Then there's also Photoshop, but that can be quite expensive.
Okay. How do you spell Canva?
C-A-N-V-A. So I would start with the free version. And then if you're getting the value from it, then go up to something like Photoshop.
My number used to be connected to my iMessage and FaceTime on my iPhone, but now it's my email. How can I change it back?
Oh, this is one of those annoying Apple things. So what you, there's a few different ways you can do it. Inside your iPhone, if you go to settings and at the very top of your settings, there should be a picture and your name. If you tap into that, and then it'll be your iMessage default. So you can either select the email or the phone number.
Does Jess have a recommendation for an affordable tablet, preferably an iPad?
Okay, in terms of iPads, they tend to be the same price across the board. What I would recommend you do is look at a refurbished iPad. You can get really decent iPad Air. So I still have an iPad Air from 2019, I think. So if you go to refurb.ie, look for an iPad Air. The spec on it will still be great. Just make sure that you read the condition of the device. I wouldn't go for anything that's in like mint condition. You want either very good or excellent, but it will absolutely do the job for you.
Okay, and a reminder once again for people who want to go to those roadshows that you're running next Wednesday.
Yes, you can head to newstalk.com/events and we'll have all of the information there in terms of the times, the dates and the locations. But we have two events starting at 6 p.m, one for primary school and then another for secondary school. Completely free, but you need to get your tickets now.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.